right, let's take action, please, on the next item, which is 1254. No, let's have a hearing on it, sorry.
Make administrative changes to motor vehicle fuel tax code for more efficient implementation of the street repair and traffic safety program.
Mr. Novick.
Colleagues, since the motor vehicles fuels tax passed in May, the City of Portland has been collaborating with the Oregon Department of Transportation to finalize the administrative details of the tax collection of both the fuels tax and the heavy vehicle use tax. After considering both ODOT and the City's Revenue Division as possible tax administrators, the City decided the most efficient and effective administrator would be ODOT, which administers motor vehicle fuels taxes for many other Oregon cities. An IGA to formalize the agreement with ODOT was approved by City Council in September 2016. Heavy vehicle operators who pay the Oregon weight mile tax are exempt from motor vehicles fuels tax and instead pay for their share of the street repair and traffic safety program through the heavy vehicle use tax. As originally written in the code, however, heavy vehicle operators have to first pay the tax and then apply for a refund. Based on recent feedback from ODOT and weight mile tax payees about how to streamline collections, PBOT is proposing to make four minor administrative changes to City Code Chapter 17105 to more efficiently collect the diesel portion of the motor vehicle fuels tax and align it with how the state gas tax is collected. These changes would allow Oregon weight mile tax holders to avoid paying the tax in the first place rather than having to apply for a refund. These changes will have no impact on the NPE of the tax, the timing of the tax, the amount of revenue raised, or the administration cost of the tax. The motor vehicles fuels tax is still projected to generate $64 million over the next 4 years, and the heavy vehicle use tax is estimated to generate $10 million over the next 4 years. I want to thank the Oregon Department of Transportation for working diligently with the city to ensure collection of this tax occurs as smoothly as possible, and I'd like to invite Ken Lee and Mark Lear to further present this item.
Mark Clear, Portland Bureau of Transportation. I had a PowerPoint presentation and just basically it was the same thing that Commissioner Novick just walked through, so I'll save you from walking through that again. And we'd like to thank City Council for the leadership on the gas tax. If you saw at the election yesterday, there were a lot of gas taxes that didn't pass in the region. So I think, for Portlanders to be able to see the value in this local gas tax and heavy vehicle use tax is really important. And as the commissioner said, we took ODOT's advice initially on how to set this program up. There was some better advice after the vote passed, and we now have a streamlined process that the Oregon Trucking Association and Oregon Fuels and ODOT and the city are happy with.
Hi, Ken Lee with Transportation. And yes, we are just working the finer details with ODOT right now, and we're still projected to go live January 1 with the implementation of the collections of this gas tax.
Okay, questions? Thank you both. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then it passes a second reading next week.